We're learning the laws of Birchas Hamazon. We're discussing some of the laws of Zimun. The next halacha discusses that of Nashim, of Avadim, and Ketanim. Women, slaves, and minors. What is their obligation as far as Zimun is concerned? So the Shulchan Aruch tells us that Nashim, Avadim, and Ketanim ain't mezamnin aleihem. That they are not to take part in a zimun. Now, what exactly does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, "Ratzalomar im lo hayu rak shnei anoshim." In the event that you only have two men, ein elu mitstarfen l'shlosha shi'eschaybu al yadam b'zimun. That in the event there was only two men, so you think there's a woman here, there's an eved, a katan, so maybe that would be enough to obligate us in a zimun. So Shulchan Aruch tells us no. In that situation, you do not have a zimun. Yishum de elu einan b'nei chiyuva b'zimun. Translating the words of the Mishnah Berurah is that these individuals do not have the obligation, the requirement of having a zimun. Which means, in the event that they would have three, let's say for example, three avadim, three slaves, so they do not have an actual chiyuv, even if they ate together to bench. We're going to see that nonetheless they still could. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch then continues and says. Avol mezamnin la'atzma. They are allowed to have a zimun by themselves. What does that mean that they're able to have a zimun by themselves? It doesn't mean they have to, but rishus v'koy anoshim v'avodim. In other words, if women, there are three women that ate together, so then they are allowed to participate and make their own zimun. Avadim as well, slaves. V'lo katanim de katanim labnei mitzvah ninu. However, if you have a school with a bunch of little kids, we don't have a zimun for them because they do not have the same obligation for a zimun as well as the bench. And therefore, for that reason, if you have three katanim, then certainly a zimun is not done. But nonetheless, if they're nashim or avadim, women together are allowed to make a zimun. So therefore, just to explain what we said a moment before, the only time a woman is not to participate in a zimun is in order to actually create one. Two and her is not three. And therefore, that's not a zimun. But of course, in the event that there would already be a zimun taking place at their table with a few men or some guests or whatnot, for her to participate at that capacity as in the zimun, that's something in which should be done. Now, even though they are the nashim and the avadim are able to make a zimun, the Shulchan Aruch tells us v'lotehei chabura shel nashim v'avadim gutanim mizam min yachad. We do not want the women as well as the servants, in the event that they are eating together, to participate in the zimun together. And the reason for this is cited in halacha is mishum pritzusa de avadim, because avadim have the tendency not to be the most moral of individuals, and therefore we do not want them to be able to have a zimun together. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, we'll define what that means. L'chein afil yeshlosha avadim. He says, imagine that there are three men that are slaves, in which we did say that they themselves are allowed to participate in a zimun. Be'ein mezamnin im hanoshim b'chabur achas. The women that are participating there in this meal should not have anything to do with this zimun. Dekati ikir pritzusa. Because this is also something in which could lead to things which we don't want to be led. And the reason, as brought down by some commentators, why we would not want Nashim and Avadim to participate in the Zimun is really to try to push them away from having a meal together at all. When a person has their meal, which we're discussing, that you are Koveh Suda, you have an actual set meal, so therefore your guard is let down a bit, and therefore that could create some levity which we do not want, certainly with Avadim, who don't have the self-control as others may have. You guys, they can still hear me in the back. It's all right. With that, it's cited the question on Purim. We know on Purim, the famous Chazal of Chayev Inish L'Besumi B'Puri Ad Lo Yada. Right? Every child wants to memorize that expression. That on Purim, it's a mitzvah to drink. There's a question whether or not that Chiyuv, I don't understand what that means, actually applies to women as well. And according to the opinion of Rab Greenblatt, he feels that women should not drink on Purim. And the reason for this, as he cites the Shaar Tzion, is that the Shaar Tzion feels the reason why women should not have the same obligation of Zimun is not because there's anything wrong with a Zimun, but one of the things that is used in a Zimun is a cup of wine, in which, of course, a cup of wine could lead to intoxication, and who knows what could happen there afterwards. And for that reason, perhaps we could also derive that this is the pritzusa de avodah, that we're not just dealing with the people that are eating a meal. Certainly there was probably alcohol at that meal, which was generally done, but also at the end of the meal in which we have a zimun, in which we are saying it's a mitzvah to drink alcohol, in which these people may not have the self-control, therefore we separate the women from the avodah, they cannot participate in the zimun. The Shulchan Aruch then continues and says, Noshim l'atzman v'avodim l'atzman. Women should bench by themselves with a zimun. They could themselves. And the avodim also. U'bulvad shlo yizavnu b'shem. Even in the event that they would have 10 women together, Hashem's name is not said. The question is, why not? If in fact we say that 3 women could participate in the zimun, so why can't, if there's 10, why don't they say Hashem's name? So the reason, as is cited in the Mishnah Berurah, is the Haskaras Hashem who Davish B'Kedusha. The whole Davish B'Kedusha ain't Pachos Me'asar Zecharim Ibnei Chayim. We know that when it comes to a Davish B'Kedusha, saying Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, and the like, it's necessary to have a Korum, which constitutes 10 men. And therefore, it's understood that that's also when it comes to a Zimun. If you have 10, it must be 10 men, or else Hashem's name is not recited. But of course, instead, they would just simply say the Zimun without Hashem's name. Then the Shulchan Aruch says that Noshim Mizamnos L'atzmon Rishus, as we cited, that women who have a Zimun, they can bench and make a Zimun Rishus. They don't have to, but if they wish to together. Avol Kishe'ochlos Im Ha'anoshim Chayavos. But if they eat together with men, then they're Chayav. They should participate in the Zimun. But it's fascinating, it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, that even though they would be together with a group of men, let's say there's 3 women and 3 men, so technically they could answer the zimun of the men. However, she'im rotsu ha'noshim l'schalik michaburas ha'noshim l'zamev ne'atzun harshus b'yadam. That if they wish, they are able to break apart from this group where the 3 men are, and they could bench by themselves, and it's not an issue whatsoever. So it's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos that we don't necessarily find that everyone has these stringencies, that they're machmir, to actually the women should participate in the zimun in the event that there are 3 men there. And it's brought down in the Igros Moshe that perhaps one of the reasons is because women may not necessarily be koivea themselves like the men at the table, because they're running back and forth, perhaps getting the food, cleaning, which maybe nowadays the men should be helping out too. But nonetheless, that may be one of the leniencies as to why women don't necessarily participate, although it certainly should be encouraged. In conclusion, there was a question that was cited to Rav Elyashev as well as Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. What happens if you have 3 women and 1 or 2 men? So what are those 1 or 2 men supposed to do? So obviously, let's say I'm just by myself eating with 3 women, so I can't bench with a Zimun by myself. We did mention that those 3 women are able to participate in a Zimun. And if you would look at the inference of the Mishnah Berurah, the whole problem of eating together is only when it comes to avadim, people who are not sharing. However, if you're dealing with a person who has morals and values, the question is, what do we require this person to do? So this question, which was cited to Rav Elyashev and to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, not only should this individual not leave, but actually they recommend that you should answer to the zimun of these 3 women. In conclusion, there's a different opinion, that of Rav David Feinstein, that says that instead of the regular Nusach, one should instead say the Nusach, Baruch Mevarach Shemo, Tamid Le'olam Bo'ed. Stop here. B'chanan b'chasut HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zechut V'chanan B'chanan 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 B